More now on the fast-moving and chaotic day in France. A nationwide manhunt for two brothers suspected of this week's attack on the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo ended with the death of the two men. A hostage they were holding was freed. A second related incident ended nearly simultaneously. A gunman holding hostages in a kosher supermarket was killed when police stormed the store. Four hostages also died. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from Paris. And let's take these two hostage situations one at a time. Eleanor, first, the two gunmen brothers who were being sought for carrying out that attack on Charlie Hebdo. What led up to their deaths?
Well, this morning they tried to steal a car from a woman. They did steal her car, and she recognized them. She saw guns in their car, and she called the police. So a chase ensued, a shootout, and the two brothers hunkered down in a printing shop, and they took a hostage. So it wasn't long before just a huge military police, a riot police, were surrounding the town. It was completely in lockdown, and there was a hostage situation, and they were trying to establish contact. All of France was watching that unfold on television. When about 1 p.m., another shootout in the east of Paris, and it turns out to be the person who shot a policewoman dead yesterday, he took five hostages in a kosher grocery store, a supermarket, in Paris. So simultaneously, we're watching on television split screens, riot police in rural lanes and urban streets and, you know, locking down the perimeter. People were just in a state of shock. And then the news media was reporting that the situations were linked because the men knew each other from years ago, a jihad ring in Paris where they were sending fighters to Iraq.
And as we mentioned, both incidents ended with police storming each of these facilities where the brothers and their associate had taken hostages.
Absolutely. And I was out at the Paris place in the east of Paris in Vincennes, and we heard the stun grenades go off. Boom, boom. It sounded like bombs. You knew something was happening. And all of a sudden, there were ambulances coming out of that blocked off avenue. And, you know, now I've seen the footage of it. But there were simultaneous raids at the same time. They went in the little rural village into the printing shop and the kosher grocery store. And then it was over in a matter of minutes.
And do we know, Eleanor, the four hostages who were killed in that kosher grocery store, do we know how they died?
I don't know anything about that yet. And there will be a lot of things, answers to questions coming out in the next few days and weeks, I imagine. But no news about that yet.
We are learning more, Eleanor, about the background of these men, their connections and their motivation.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been hearing about the Sherif Kouachi, who was 32 years old. He was the younger brother. He had a criminal record. He served 18 months in jail. He was involved in this jihad ring in the north of Paris in the 2005 to 2008, and he spent time in jail. What we didn't know until actually this morning was that the older brother, Saeed Kouachi, had spent time in Yemen, and that was confirmed by U.S. officials, who also confirmed that both men were on a U.S. no-fly list.
And, Eleanor, worth mentioning that there is one suspect still being sought, a woman who was married to or partner with one of the men killed today.
Absolutely, and apparently she's gotten away, and how you can get out of a situation like that is anybody's guess.
Okay, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, thanks.
Thank you.